For some people, roughing it is a way of life. They see convenience as a dirty word. Commentator Craig Childs was just such a man until his newborn son taught him to compromise.
For a long time, I have lived as a wilderness nomad. I have survived for months on end at remote desert waterholes. I have taken most of my baths in freezing mountain creeks, most of my showers beneath the spattering drips of desert springs. But things have been changing lately. A few years ago, I married a woman who lived alone in a cabin she built herself. In the mountains of Colorado, we made leaps into modern technology by setting up solar panels to power the radio and electric lights. Our oil lamps went dusty. We installed a refrigerator to discover the unimaginable joy of ice cubes. These were conveniences, sweet little additions to our lives, but I could always claim, with holier-than-thou satisfaction, that I had not stooped to indoor plumbing. We never really talked about having running water inside. What an inconvenience. Pipes that might burst in winter cold, gallons of clean drinking water down the toilet with every flush, and why miss out on walking outside to scatter a bucket of dishwater under the stars? We proudly shoveled paths in the snow to reach the outhouse. We hauled water in buckets, heated bathing water on the stove, showered outside from a pail strung through pulleys in tree branches. Life was beautiful. Then, in front of our blazing wood stove, our baby boy was born. Our little cabin became awash in absurdly tiny socks and shirts. Half my life was spent at the laundromat in the nearest town. Pots of water boiled on the stove for perpetual scrubbing and rinsing. Buckets came in and went out like rush hour traffic. So we did it. Kitchen sink, bathtub, washing machine. I thought it would be the baby that would displace my wilderness lifestyle. I was wrong. It was the water. I'll admit, daily life has become easier. Our hands are cleaner. Dishes take half the time. But I feel laziness creeping in as I let the faucet run aimlessly while I wait for the hot water to kick in. Before plumbing, we lived almost in another century, not quite members of modern America and not entirely estranged from it. Our every drink of water came with heightened awareness. Now I feel less different. I have joined the consumptive ranks of civilization where water comes from the push of a button or the pull of a lever. We've made a compromise, but now that I think of it, not much has really changed. We still live in two worlds. Sometimes we're at home where bath time is full of splashing and gorgeous baby grins. Other times we're in the backcountry where we wash burp cloths in river water and our baby grows up drinking the milk of mountain snowmelt. We are now a family of rinse cycles and tap water, but we are still a family of nomads drinking from water holes.
The comments of Craig Childs, whose most recent book is Soul of Nowhere,